Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we are... Where's our damn podcast intro?
We're live.
Good God.
Here we go.
Those weeks, man. What's up? Welcome to, I think it's 91, right?
No. 91.
91. Almost our setting our record high of radio podcast, Jessica. Next week will be, well, we'll tie and then hopefully beat it. You never know. It's business.
Are we going to do something special for 100?
Oh, yeah. We got something big planned.
I mean, no.
Not at all.
Unless you're planning it, the answer is probably not.
No.
No, we'll do something cool. Hassan's going to come up with the world's greatest thing for us to do.
We'll just get like little poppers.
Oh, that would be great. I'd do it. Just,
that'd be it.
Okay.
Welcome to the Uncensored Podcast. In case you're new to this, this is our off-air show. It's very different than the radio show. Why, Jess?
Because this is like the close friends feature on Instagram. This is supposed to be a very safe space, so please don't bring this up to people if you know who we're talking about.
Yep. And you can also watch this live on YouTube. We do it live on Wednesdays about 11. We're running late, though. I was wondering, like, do you think other morning shows run late for things like this, or they're just always on time, impeccable, ready to go?
I don't think we've ever truly set a definitive time.
That's true.
So we're fine.
Okay, that's a good point. Like, we've never told you exactly when we're going to start.
No, we're like, this is when we like to start. All we say is Wednesday, and that should be that.
Around probably before lunch.
Ish.
On Wednesday. After the show.
I wouldn't even say that. Just say Wednesday.
Wednesdays.
Sometimes. But sometimes we can't.
Hello.
So we're just trying our best.
We are. I'm Kramer. That's Jess. You may not know Hassan yet. He's our producer.
Hi.
We're going to start today with what happened when Jess met up with Garage Boy's mom. Now, in case you don't know why this would be such a big deal, because, you know, obviously this is not the first time you guys have met.
Mm-hmm.
The last time that these two had any type of, I guess, interaction was when Garage Boy's mom hopped into our Facebook Live talking about how Jess...
I had an interaction
swinger,
with swingers. I almost got abducted by swingers, and she just happened to be scrolling and caught the entire episode. That was her first time ever being introduced to the Uncensored Podcast, and the first time hearing us and me in that type of space before.
Yeah.
And she heard the whole story.
You should probably go back and listen to the last two episodes, kind of catch up with the saga if you just have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
So.
And the reason why it was an issue was I got home that day, and Garage Boy got home from work, and he was on the phone with his mom, and she basically called him and was like, what the heck? Is she okay? Is everything fine? Because she was concerned.
So catch us up. Catch us up to speed. What happened? Because I know you guys, oddly, with unfortunate timing possibly, Garage Boy's mom was actually in town.
Unfortunately, she had to come over here because a family member was not doing too well, so they had to make an emergency trip, which meant we got to see her just a few days ago for lunch and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
how'd you feel? Like, take me to the drive there. Like, what's going through your head? Because I know last year we kind of played around and everything, but what were you thinking? Were you nervous going into the situation, or were you like, it's probably going to be better than I think it's going to be?
You were sweating bullets.
I was thinking like it was going to be better than I expected, but I was just trying to be prepared just in case she were to bring it up.
Okay.
And like, yeah, I was just like, I wasn't going to go in like naive about it. You know what I mean? I'm like, if she brings it up, she brings it up. But like, I will not bring it up. And if she addresses it, then I will be prepared.
Did Garage tell you what he wanted you to do in case it happened?
No, we didn't talk about it.
Oh,
we,
you didn't say a word to him about this?
No.
So, okay.
No, neither of us, because I was just like, well, I'm not even going to put it in the universe. Okay. Like if it happens, it happens, but like I should be prepared no matter what.
Okay.
But I'm going to act completely normal. I'm not going to be like, so how about that uncensored podcast? Yeah. Huh? Like I wasn't going to do that.
So you guys met where?
We had lunch at
Tell Me Cheesecake Factory.
Where did we go?
Cheesecake Factory.
No.
$5 on Cheesecake Factory.
No. where were we?
TGI Fridays.
I think it's called Koba. It's a Korean barbecue spot that's like our fave.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So we went there and she did not bring it up directly.
Uh-oh.
She did not say the word swingers. She did not say the word uncensored podcast. She did not bring up the situation, like saying it, coming out right, being like, so what, so what happened about this, right?
Yeah, hussy.
She brought up your drinking, didn't she?
What she did was she was just like, you know, I love listening to your show.
No.
And I was like, really?
Did she get specific?
Like, no.
Okay.
This was very, very vague. She's like, I love listening to
your show. Was this just literally just like, hey, by the way, or this was like,
hey, by the way,
letting in from like,
no, there
something
was,
else.
No, this, like we could have been talking about, you know, the freaking Calbee beef that we were cooking. And this was like, just out of nowhere. Okay. She just mentions this, right?
Okay.
So I was just like being, you know, like prepared as if she was going to bring this up. And she was like, I really enjoy listening to your show. Some of our family members love listening to it. And I was like, that's awesome. And she was like, but just so you know, I never take anything seriously. And I understand it's always in good fun, is what she said. And I was like, thank you. Like, I appreciate that. So I feel like that was her way. And she said it in like the sweetest way possible.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was her way of like, just so you know, I know. And I'm also thinking this was probably like a blanket statement just for everything. Cause I don't know. She could have heard other things that I've said and she just didn't feel the need to like call her son to talk about it.
Do you think that she listens to this podcast? Like,
I don't know anymore.
I bet she does.
I mean, I don't know anymore.
I bet she does.
You know what I mean?
I bet she listens to every word of it. Hi, by the way, Garage Mom. I would assume, right? Because it seems like she would have heard. Would have had to have, because we don't, the reason Jess's mom heard this in the first place was that we streamed it live on Facebook twice.
Right. I think when she says that, like she listening to the show is more doable. And like, I think like that's what she's talking about. I don't think she listens. I mean, if she does now, okay. But I don't think this is something that she listens to because it was like put in her face that day. Like she didn't even know that we had that until that point. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, and then she, you know, she's like, are you guys still trying to like help dogs on Tuesdays? Like that's what she's watching. She watches that because that's live.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So she sees the things that are on Facebook because we put them on there.
We can't rule it out though. We can't rule it out. The Garage Boys mom listens to this. So
I don't think that she would want to listen to this. I feel like this is something that she would enjoy. She enjoys the show, this kind of stuff,
like
and not even speaking on my behalf. I'm sure that like you guys say things that she just doesn't want to like. She doesn't like that kind of shit.
Yeah,
you know what
I
mean?
Yeah.
So I don't see this becoming part of her like Wednesday routine.
Okay, I have a question.
This is not entertaining for her.
This is not.
Okay, two things. Number one, if your child's kid had all this content, radio show, podcast, social media, would you keep up with everything? I mean, they probably don't have enough time in the day to be honest with you, right?
I don't think most parents do.
I don't know, like because at my ex-in-laws would pop in from time to time at like just weird time, like times I wouldn't expect. They'd be listening live or like they listen to a podcast I wasn't expecting them to listen to or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't think typically they listened. Do you think that she does like keep up, or I'm sorry, would you keep up, you think, with, if like, because I'm trying to think from a parent's point of view.
I think it's if it's in your face, which is why the live thing made sense to me.
Okay.
And the clips make sense to me, and like
she probably got notification
stuff with the dogs, like that makes sense to me because it's right there.
It doesn't
require any extra outside steps.
Will you think twice now though, because we can't confirm nor deny that like she listens to this, is that going to change the way that the things you talk about on the Uncensored podcast, knowing that possibly she's listening?
Not this, no. I think it's like, it's just, it's the same thing with the radio show. It's like the radio show is the radio show and I'm aware of like how we have to be on there. But this is the uncensored podcast show. And this is a different,
It's a beast. Yeah. You know what I mean? Beast all in itself. Yeah. How about that? All right. Well,
and she did say she doesn't take everything seriously. So,
and she said it in like the sweetest way possible. And it was almost just like, just so you know, like, I understand.
Right.
You know what I mean? Well, which was really cute and sweet of her to say.
We do have Garage Boy's mom on the phone right now. So let's, one day I was going to just bring it out of nowhere. Out of nowhere. Can you imagine?
Yeah. I don't think she would. She's not the one to, you know, be on.
Surprise. Yeah.
And
surprise guest.
Early.
That's true. What time is it in Alaska? What's the time difference?
They're like 4 hours ahead of us.
Okay.
So yeah. Yeah, behind us. There.
Probably. Yeah. 4 hours behind us. Yeah. Uh-huh. Behind us. Well, you survived and you feel like everything is kosher.
Super nice.
It worked out well.
I think that was something that I needed to hear at a certain point. Cause I also don't, I mean, for people who don't have to like be doing with us all the time and our family that already knows like the situation.
Yeah.
It's nice to know that like she gets it.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. We're cool.
Yeah.
Can we talk about what you just found?
Maybe.
Cause we didn't plan on talking. I didn't ask you before. You can always say no if you want to. Jess just found something and
we can talk about it, but I can't guarantee that I'm going to open it, to be honest.
No, that's fine. That's fine. The question is like, I'm wondering like what most people would do.
Yeah.
Is the curiosity not killing you right now? This just happened literally 30 seconds before we started recording the podcast. We didn't have time to really reflect on it.
It's not killing me because there was a sign that just happened that told me or made me feel like I'm not meant to open it.
Yeah, explain. Before you do, hi, but we'll say hi to our YouTube friends. Thank you so much for hopping in. Doe Eyes is here with us today. Erica, which she's trying to keep up with the time difference. Yeah, for San Diego people, this is like your morning show, basically. So hello.
Hi.
Hello, Isabel. Thank you for the kind words about Certified Mama's Boy. Glad. Hi, Tina. Thank you. And no, my ex, Celia was asking, do my ex-in-law still listen to the show? Not that I know, but also I wouldn't even be surprised, spitefully, if they didn't just like, you know. I don't know. Maybe not. I mean, I blocked them on everything, but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe not. Sam said, I feel like she's treating it like most parents would, out of sight, out of mind. Probably. I think we all probably would,
totally,
but I'll be honest. Yeah. It would. Cause like, I know, for example, I know like who Stephen Yancey is and who Kramer, that's my real name, by the way, who Kramer is and Stephen Yancey is pretty much a different person at times. Like this is Kramer is like me hanging out with my friends. It's my extroverted self side. When I don't act this way in front of my parents, in front of my significant other's parents. So sometimes it is this, I don't think that sometimes everyone can comprehend that there is a difference. Like, obviously, we only tell the most dramatic stories from our lives on this kind of content, right?
Uh-huh.
Things that I say, I will over-exaggerate, especially on the radio, like over-exaggerate to, like, get a reaction versus... So, but I know, though, sometimes it presents problems because I then have to go face...
Yeah.
Those people you're talking about.
Right. Those in-laws... Or even people that I'm dating, like it's a hard transition sometimes for people to understand. Like there's a difference, you know, between the two.
So, where does the Kramer Karen fit in? Is that more you personally?
No, that's me. That's Stephen Yancey. That's okay, like that's like my worst side. Yeah.
Oh, so you really are Karen.
Kramer Karen is a segment we started on the radio show. Oh yeah, that's my dad. That's my dad. It's like when I feel
that's so sad.
When I feel injusticed. By especially like with companies, I'll raise hell. Like that's my dad. That's Jimmy Mack, like a million. But that's way more me than that is Kramer, I would say.
Okay.
Okay. So explain was this email? What is this?
Email.
Okay. What just happened?
So yesterday, and I was just like, I just saw this notification that I got a message sent from Marco Polo. I don't even know what that is.
I need to look it up while you're talking.
It looks like an app. It says I got a message from Marco Polo from my ex-boyfriend's mom. And I was like, wait, did I just get this? And I looked and it says that I got it 1,399 days ago.
Somebody on YouTube Google this. I'm sure if you go to Google and you say time period?
Well, no, I think that's what this says. Let me kind of put in the search real quick.
Okay, Marco Polo app, if I remember correctly, is kind of like the beep beep, right? Back when we had beep beeps of like you recorded a message and it sent it across like to the other side.
So apparently I got a notification on March 10th of 2019. Also got a notification on November 23rd of 2018. So I don't know if... This message notification I got is from this original email of 2018 or if I've gotten multiple
like reminders?
If it's like, yeah, is it a reminder of one message or do I have multiple messages since 2018?
Okay, Marco Polo, this is the definition, is a video chat app that brings you closer to the people who matter most without you asking to compromise on trust. Okay. Okay, so basically, I think it's basically
what does that like mean?
Skype. I think that's literally Skype.
I think it's more of a maybe it's live, but it may also be a video message, like sending somebody an IG like video message, yeah, like you did with me yesterday with the show stuff. Like, okay. I think it's more just video messaging back and forth.
Okay.
And what I'm thinking is because on the most recent one it says received 1,300 whatever days ago, I think I have one message from this account. From 2018 is what I'm assuming.
Okay,
it's one.
Take me back to that day then in 2018.
That's 4 years ago.
What were you guys? Were you still with him at that day?
We weren't together, but I was like, I think I was. This is probably like around. I mean, we were not together.
Were you?
Was this the final? Was this like the final breakup, or was this one of the limbo ones where you?
No, this is like a final breakup. Okay, yeah, we weren't together. I think I had been single for a while at that point.
Okay.
So this had been a second. Why in the world do you think she would send you
a video message?
A video message.
I don't know. Maybe it's like one of those things where it's like on accident and she just got the app and it like sent. Sure. And it like, I mean, let's like, before we like deep dive into this like scary possibility of whatever.
The date again, one more time. I'm sorry, is what?
It is the original.
Yeah.
November 23rd, 2018.
It's Thanksgiving.
That's Thanksgiving.
She's probably just saying happy Thanksgiving.
You think it's just happy Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
You don't think that's killing you at all right now to know what's on that message?
No, because I looked at it and I'm like, what the hell is this? I tried to play it and it says you have to get the app, right? And yeah. I was like, okay, whatever. So I clicked for the next step to download the app and then my phone just like shut off. So that's God
that's
saying.
Jesus.
Nope, you're
that's
not God looking at
saying,
this.
Girl. That's gone.
So I'm not going to open it.
Wow.
But that's okay. Still weird that a message could, like from an app that you don't use anymore.
Yeah.
That,
maybe it was, I don't think I've ever had this app. I didn't even know what it was. It must be like a Thanksgiving thing.
What,
I think.
Could be.
I could
actually, hang on. What? Let's figure out when was Thanksgiving? What year again?
This is
2018.
Oh no, this wasn't Thanksgiving. This was the day after Thanksgiving. So okay. Friday, November 3rd. 2018, 12.
Wait,
12
November
PM.
3rd?
That's... November 23rd. Friday, November 23rd, 2018,
okay, so
12, 12
after.
PM is 12, the 12 PM. Original notification. Friday.
You think she's like shopping somewhere? She's like at Kohl's, found a great deal on a fucking rug and just wanted to let you know?
I think maybe she saw something that reminded her of me and like was said like some sort of sweet like, hey, kind of thing.
So wait, did you have her phone number, like her personal cell phone number?
Yeah, so that's okay. Why it's like, why wouldn't she send me that off her phone?
So I
but
think,
y'all already broke up.
Yeah.
No, but still at that point, like, because you know how sometimes you forget you have certain contacts in your phone?
Yeah.
And then when you download an app, it was like, hey,
yeah,
sync your contact with all these people that's on your phone.
Yeah.
That happens because that does that on TikTok, that does that on Facebook, that does that on Instagram. So I feel like when she downloaded the app, she probably downloaded to communicate with whoever. It's just since your name is still in her contacts, it just probably sent you a notification like, hey, this person's on Marco Polo.
I don't, right?
Very likely. Even though I'm not on Marco Polo.
I don't know that I could go without knowing what it said, though. What if she's like, Jessica, I've left you $50,000 in a treasure chest. It's beneath this one spot in Pacific Beach. Find it.
Yeah.
Would you honestly, YouTube, would you watch it? Hassan, would you, if you got a notification that your ex's mom had sent you a message post breakup, would you let it go?
Yeah.
I wouldn't
look it up. My thing is though, like, it's still weird that social media apps still hold on to a message
forever.
After like 30 wow. days. I'm like, if I haven't checked it in 30 days, it should automatically be deleted.
Careful what
like
you're sending. Careful right? what you're sending, because hello. That's what
but that. Whatever.
It's
but no,
there.
I wouldn't care.
I have a listener mystery that is driving me crazy because I'm always feel like maybe I did something.
Mm. Oh God.
Maybe I said something. Maybe I acted inappropriately.
Which is all valid scenarios.
And now I'm not quite sure how to feel about what I'm going to call this listener mystery next on the podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know why I'm tripping out about this. I mean, most people just tell me this. Because I don't know if I'm just this way or if most people on radio. And Hassan, you can, you know, Stan Willie, baby. Do you feel like you are friends with some of our, like genuine friends?
Yeah.
I do. Like, I've never, and some of you I've met in real life, some of you I've never met. But we talk so much on social media.
Yeah.
It's like you're part of my life in a sense. And there's some of you guys that I know by name. I know your life. I watch your Insta stories. And even though we've never met ever.
Yeah.
I feel like you're my friend, right? Probably if you're this deep into the podcast, I feel that way about you, right?
No, I feel that way 100%. I think like daily we have conversations or they'll, if something, you know,
we talk we'll about ta- y'all.
We'll talk about, we'll talk about something and then a listener will bring up something from past in my life and like I totally forgot about. And I mean, they've been there for a really long time. So I genuinely feel that way.
So your question is, do you feel like the three of us are friends or do you think that we're friends with
listeners? With listeners?
Like, okay, I didn't hear that part.
There's some people that I don't know from Adam on my social media, but there's a select bunch of you that like I feel a genuine friendship connection. I'm not just saying that because like, hey, we're the radio, we're friends.
But that's because, and I've talked to my family about this before, that's because listeners follow along with our life and know more about what's going on with us currently.
Come to us with congratulations, with solitude. Like y'all have been there through some of let's see. Yeah, so, but Doe Eyes. Okay, so Doe Eyes just said this. Said, Kramer, we're such good friends. You don't even call me by my given name. No, it's true. But you're Doe Eyes to me. But I'm like, Doe Eyes is a great example. Doe Eyes has never listened to a radio show ever. She lives in Tampa. She's one of Miguel's listeners, Miguel and Holly's listeners. Mm-hmm. And, but I feel like I know you in a sense.
We talk all the time.
So it's
I talk to her all the time.
I know this might sound creepy, but it's like you're a part of my life in a sense.
Yeah.
So when something goes wrong, I can't help but wonder what happened.
Okay.
And this is a very bizarre one. So we have a listener from Maryland that, same thing, added me on social media, listens to the show. I wouldn't say we talked every day, but we talked at least enough to
have a rapport.
I know her about her life.
And a lot of it's just kind of like commenting on stuff.
Most of it's just more like, hey, what's up? What's going on? Hey, how you doing? Well, I was actually, let me turn this on. I feel like we need like, okay.
I've talked to this person a couple of times too.
Okay. So it sounds familiar.
Yeah.
So for some reason, I don't even know why, she popped up in my head when I was riding up my elevator the other day. Uh-huh. I don't even know how it got there. For whatever reason, this woman popped in my head. And I was like, that's weird. Like, I really haven't like thought. I feel like I haven't talked to her in a while. Like,
you haven't had any sort of interaction. No interaction.
I haven't like seen her posts and she hasn't like commented. I'm like, I wonder if she unfriended me. Like, that'd be weird, right? So yeah. I go and I check her account and we still follow each other. So I'm like, okay, well, whatever. She must just be, we all take breaks.
So there was no reason why she popped into your head. This is completely random.
Swear to God, no reason. I don't even know why she popped, but this is what I'm saying. Like, some of y'all just feel like I know you, pop my head sometimes.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, I haven't heard from her in a while or like even like seen anything in her story. So like, that's bizarre.
Yeah.
So I check, I'm like, oh no, that's fine. So anyway, a day or two goes on. And I happened to go to the Kramer and Jess Instagram and I was about to post something or whatever. And first person that pops up in the bubble is her.
She's hiding her shit from you?
I think she's hiding her shit from me.
What? Why?
That's weird.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
So what I did was, because at first I was like, honestly, I'm so careful about being any sense of inappropriate, creepy. I'm very cautious of that in writing. And I would never, ever want to make somebody feel
shady. Because
this woman's married. Like, she's married. So I'm like, fuck. I was like, I wonder if I said something that, like, could have made her feel uncomfortable.
Like you trying to be a sappy.
You know what I mean? I got worried. So then I went back and I looked at my messages and I literally just sent a screenshot to both Hassan and Jess.
Yeah.
This is our last, if I just four scrolls, this is how our conversations go. It's nothing intense. I mean, you see it. It's just, it's literally just, she comments on a story, I comment on a story. She comments on a story, I comment on a story.
Yeah, like, clap, heart eyes. Yeah, this. LOL,
it's very
LOL.
Friendly. It's nothing super deep, in my opinion. So that's just like, I don't know.
But Jess, as a female, like, you see this.
No, this is totally fine. This is just like friendly. You guys are friends. Banter, this is like supporting. I see you.
Right.
Blah, blah.
Just whatever. She's a listener. Right. I've now watched her stuff for the last 2 years or whatever. Like,
very generic. Too.
Generic.
Yes.
Couldn't be more generic.
So is this, were these, is this the last time you guys have talked?
What was the date, the timestamp on that?
August?
It was August.
Yeah.
And since then you haven't been able to see anything?
Nothing. And that's why when I checked, I was like, oh my God, she is posting stories. I'm just not, I'm like.
Did you look from our account and then from yours?
Back and forth. And I've done it a couple different times now.
What was on the stories?
Nothing, just generic shit. Why do you think, Jessica, what happened here? Why would I be hidden from her stories? Let's just do our educated theories here. Hassan, we'll come to you next. Why in this world would this listener hide me from her stories?
Oh crap.
Are you hidden too?
No, I didn't. I thought we followed each other. I don't follow her.
Okay.
And I'll follow her now. I'm sorry.
Weird, right?
Maybe.
And you too, feel free to like hop in here. Like what? Why in the world
has she been watching yours?
I can check.
Because if anything, maybe she didn't want to see your stuff anymore.
Okay, let me see. Let me just go to like the last. On a simple scroll, I don't see.
I think maybe it must be like it has to be a personal thing. I don't that you
wow.
must have posted something she didn't like or something.
And she's like, fuck this,
and she's like, I don't want to see this anymore. Wow. And she's not looking at your shit.
You might have like she might have been
you
like
think
she
so?
Might have been like listening to something. So what did you? It's August, like summer. So like
no, it's not an us thing because she still fucks with the show.
No,
it's,
no,
it's a him thing.
Yeah.
So that's what I was trying to say. Like, what could you have posted personally that?
I don't know.
Or said something personally that would make her just stop following you and only focus on the show.
You be posting memes and shit all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sure you said some shit that so she wasn't like, down.
And then she also said, fuck that. And then, because I would get it if you just unfollowed me, but then to also block me from your stories.
No, but she still follows you, right? So she muted you is what happened.
Mute goes both ways?
No.
No. If you mute someone, yeah.
I don't see their stuff and they don't see my stuff.
Well, no, I think she muted you and she blocked you from her stories.
That's a lot. That to me, that's what I do when I'm like pissed at somebody. Like somebody really has to fuck with me to go through all those different steps to like, I do not want to see your face. I still feel we'll maybe be connected to you because professionally or whatever, but like, fuck you.
No,
that to me is a fuck you.
Or maybe she just blocked you from... Since she blocked you from her stories, I would assume, I'm just thinking like algorithm here or whatever.
Yeah.
If she blocked you from her stories, obviously your bubble isn't going to come on her account. Mm-hmm, so she's not going to be watching you. Mm-hmm. So maybe she didn't mute you. So don't get all fucking crazy. But she obviously doesn't want you seeing her stories.
It's wild.
Which makes me think she muted you. Why would she mute you? I think because you say some shit, you know, maybe
right.
She just wasn't about it. Maybe she was just like, I don't really want to see this stuff.
If you mute somebody, neither side sees the stories.
If you mute someone,
yes.
Okay. So
yes.
Let me just, I'm going to,
sure?
I'm going to do you, Jess.
I'm just going to
go to your account right now.
I thought that you can mute someone, but like, I don't think so.
Are you on your phone, Hassan?
Yeah, I'm on my phone.
I have people muted and I've seen them look at my stories before.
So it doesn't work both ways then. I think you have to go, it's like a two-step process.
It's a two-step process.
Here's my theory.
Did you mute me?
No, I didn't do it. Okay. I think her husband saw it. I was like, fuck that guy. He's so hot.
Okay. All right.
How dare you look at a guy so hot on Instagram? That's like porn, basically. He's so attractive.
I'm not going to entertain that theory.
Well, you saw what I did, so. I'm not good at poker. I don't have a good poker face.
I don't know. It's a weird one though, man. It's a weird one for me.
You must
just know y'all hurt
something.
Our feelings. So I must have. But then she also said, you can't see my shit neither then. That's a wild story to me.
Isn't it just a simple unfollow though?
Or what if?
No, we still follow.
What if you sure
you still follow her?
No, I said I think that she either got tired of your stories or maybe something you posted pissed her off and she misinterpreted it.
She's nice.
Yeah, I mean, everything we've always had decent conversation. Okay. All right, we got to get out of here. Thank you for listening to this episode of Kramer and Jess Uncensored. Jess, where we find you?
Jess Do It, JESSDUITT on all social and my podcast, Low Key.
Hassan, where do we find you, sir? /Stan Willie.
Also, you just said it. You can find me everywhere as Stan Willie 2.
And I am that guy, Kramer. Just know we watch your shit. Don't think we don't interact with y'all.
Don't make this weird.
See, this is why she probably did it. Because you're saying creepy stuff like that.
I watch y'all shit. Every fucking movie you make, I'm watching.
This does not reflect me.
See, this is why people was going to unfollow you. So you could unfollow him so he could not watch your stories, but still follow the podcast and then the show.
I wouldn't take it personal. What if she muted you just for a small amount of time and then forgot to unmute you?
Right. For what reason?
Besides, you didn't even remember her till just now. Yeah, so what's the point?
Exactly. Because sometimes,
it's fine. All right. Everybody have a good day. Thank you so much for watching. Appreciate you. Bye, YouTube. You're the best.
Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.